Here's Curtis Wong.
Excellent.
He's the manager of the Next Media Group, and we're shooting a little video for Channel 9 here.
Sounds good. Come on in.
Excellent.
How are you?
Hey, really well.
Good. Well, let's see.
Got some cool stuff to show?
It's nice and rainy outside.
So tell us what your group does.
My group is Next Media, and what we do is we think about the future of media in terms of how we use digital media in our computers, as well as thinking about things like broadband and how that might, different forms and prototypes of what we might do with broadband in the future.
So, Curtis, what you got for us?
Well, we got, this is something called our Next Media Browser, and it's a way to deal with your digital photos and videos. Now, what we've got here, as you notice, if I mouse over any of these, you notice that it quickly zooms up to give you a little bit of preview. We've got videos in here as well, and if I double-click on them, you can see videos as well as seeing larger video pictures. Now, part of the reason for building this is that we wanted to really think about how you're able to really quickly find and annotate your pictures. So, like, I can go over here and see, mouse over the word computer museum, which I tagged earlier, and you can see which pictures are highlighted by the word computer museum. Or if I go over to any of these pictures, it also shows you the keyword in terms of that being the computer museum. So if I click on computer museum and then I filter, it pulls out all those pictures that are related to the computer museum. And I also have other keywords in here as well. So I can say which are my favorites within the computer museum. I can actually double click. It will show me those pictures that are sort of, and videos that are my favorites there. And right now here, this is my favorite little video of Gordon at the computer museum. But one of the things we want to be able to do is we want to annotate our pictures in a really simple way. We've typically had sort of a document-centric view of looking at things in terms of individual documents. And when you if you want to annotate your pictures, you want to do it on an individual basis. You can go in and assign a keyword to an individual picture, but that's actually too much work. So one of the things we try and do is try and take advantage of the fact that date and time is already inherent in the number of pictures. So what we've done is we've arranged all these pictures in 3D that are sort of organized by date and time in the picture. And you can go to any of these particular groups and drill in, and so they'll just sort of fade away, and it redistributes according to the natural occurring breaks that are in pictures. So this is when we went to the Mariners game, and the way I want, if I wanted to tag them, I could just right-click on it and then go here and assign a keyword, Mariner Sox game, which is actually what we did to tag them. So then when you see all of the pictures and I just wanted to see the Mariner Sox game, I could just double-click on that, and then it would show me all those pictures related to the Mariner Sox game, which is nice and simple as it should be. Another thing that we wanted to do was, one time when I wanted to send some pictures to some people I knew, and then I send sort of similar pictures, but some different ones to other people I knew. And what I would do is, you know, Windows, I'd like create a folder and I'd control drag them to the different folders. And then after I was done, I'd like kill those folders. And one time I forgot to press the control key. I thought, that's never going to happen again because I killed my original. So what we wanted to do was come up with this idea of temporary bins. And so I can select a bunch of pictures here and I hit the one key and it creates a temporary group of pictures, which I will call bin one. I can create another group of pictures, and I'll hit the 2 key, and then it creates another group of pictures that are bin, which we're calling bin 2, and we can name this. And so you can look in here, and these are the pictures that I've selected, and if I decide that, well, I don't really want that one, I can get rid of them. Now, if you notice, I really haven't gotten rid of the original, which is here in the picture, but I've sort of unselected this one here because I didn't like that one. You notice I've got some pictures like this one that are in both of those, and I also have some pictures that are in one bin and some pictures are in others as well. And the nice thing about having these in these bins are I can then take the contents of that and I can either assign all those yet another keyword, I can make a movie out of it, send it by email, send it to a smart picture frame, create a slideshow, do a whole variety of things. Even to the extent if I wanted to take one of these pictures and say I wanted to rotate that keyword, I rotate that picture, I rotated it here, and you notice the same pictures here, which are just pointers to the original, rotated as well. So there they go back. So that's sort of another nifty little feature. Other things we wanted to be able to do is we have some great researchers in different labs around the world. And one of them has done some pretty good work on face detection, being able to pick out faces that are in pictures. So what we can do is we can select all these guys. Say we select a bunch of these guys, and I'll put them in yet another bin. And let's go into this particular bin. So now we've got a bunch of different pictures in here. We can take a look and say, which are the faces? So it's automatically picked out which pictures have faces in them, and we can sort of do an inverse and say, show me all the things that don't have faces, and then I can get rid of it. So now all of these guys, I can then take and send all these pictures to my smart frame. And so we up here, we have a number of different detectors. Like, it can pick out which ones are the faces. And these have all faces in it. You can pick out which ones are indoor, outdoor, et cetera. Now, I'll show you if I double-click on faces. It'll pull up all the pictures it thinks are faces, and most of these are pretty good. The faces in almost all of these, except for this one, which it thinks is a face, and there's some other ones in here that it's not. So, but it's generally pretty reliable. Now, face recognition is a whole other ballgame, because, you know, people may be having, you know, their head turned different ways, they may have sunglasses on, and, you know, a whole host of things that make it much tougher. But the guys that developed this face detection algorithm are also the guys that are doing some really killer work in terms of face recognition. And I think the percentages are getting much, much higher.
Cool.
So we can do other things, like we know about the date. So if I pick a particular picture and say, show me all the pictures within a certain day, you can sort of see before or after. And in fact, if I pick those, I can filter those. And I can also do some image similarity stuff. The guys in Beijing also do some similar image structure. So if I click like this picture, and expand it, you can sort of see which pictures have sort of similar color and image structure as well. So that's one of the things we're doing, and we're doing quite a number of other things related to thinking about how we use 3D and Avalon.
Now, what languages are you using to develop this?
This was actually done in DirectX,
okay.
Which we did a lot of this work actually 2 years ago to try and think about what are UIs going to be like when we have Avalon, and a lot of the work that we've done in here is actually done on quite a ways to influence Avalon guys and think about how they might use 3D. So.
Right. Now, the industry uses a term of smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. Is this smoke and mirrors?
This is not smoke and mirrors. This is real.
This is real stuff.
Yeah.
This is not a director movie or
no.
fake demo. Wow.
It's actually real. And
When I do demos, I use all my photos, and this is something that I demo from time to time. So.
Yeah.
What did you just do?
We just moved the camera from where we were, and I'm going to go back here. So this is the UI. This is to prove to you that it's not smoke and mirrors, that it is real.
So you have a scripting engine for this, and you can spin
exactly.
The camera?
We can move the camera anywhere. We tend to keep the camera locked off. In fact, if we go to the 3D view, if you remember that, you can sort of see how the 3D view actually works from another point of view, how the columns are redistributing.
That's crazy.
It's kind of a cool way to look at it.
Yeah.
My camera is freaking out. Hold on for just a second. Let me get a little bit behind. There we go. Whoa.
Non-smoke and mirrors.
So you have a scripting engine that you can throw a scripting to. That's
right.
Awesome.
To just change the camera around without having to do a lot of hard work.